Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Strong Stats, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom for conquering your day. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding focus amidst the chaos. Now, let's be real, we've all been there, staring at that mountain of tasks, feeling like a squirrel on caffeine, jittery and unable to pick where to start. But guess what? Today we're tackling procrastination head on. Because let's face it, sometimes even the most motivated among us needs a little nudge to get things rolling. Ever felt like your to-do list is more of a maybe Sunday list? You know that feeling when inspiration hits but execution lags behind? Well, fear not, my friends. We're about to unlock some powerful strategies rooted in Stoic philosophy, because procrastination isn't just a personality quirk, it's a mindset we can actively change. So buckle up, because today's episode is all about harnessing the power of clear goals to slay those procrastination dragons once and for all. Firstly, let's talk clarity. Think of your goals like GPS coordinates. Vague intentions are like trying to navigate with only a vague sense of direction. You might wander around aimlessly or end up miles off course. But when you set crystal clear, specific goals, you create a roadmap for success. Instead of work on my project, try complete 3 chapters by Friday. See the difference? It's like going from eat healthier to meal prep to nutritious dinners this week. Secondly, break it down, baby. No one conquers Everest in a single bound. Large tasks can feel overwhelming, which is often the breeding ground for procrastination. So chop those big goals into smaller, manageable steps. It's like that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. And neither will your masterpiece, but taking it step by step makes it way more achievable and less daunting. Thirdly, embrace the power of just start. Ever notice how the hardest part is often initiating? It's like jumping into a cold pool. That initial dip takes guts, but once you're in, you feel invigorated. Set a timer for 5 minutes and just dive into your task. You might be surprised at how much you accomplish in those few minutes, and it can create that momentum to keep going. Fourthly, find your peak productivity zone. Are you a morning person or a night owl? Do you thrive in silence or with some background noise? Figure out what fuels your focus and schedule your most demanding tasks during those times. Think of it like training for a marathon. Knowing your strengths helps you strategize for optimal performance. And lastly, celebrate the small wins. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how seemingly insignificant. It keeps you motivated and reminds you that you're making real strides towards your goals. Imagine climbing a mountain. Each step forward deserves to be celebrated because it brings you closer to the summit. Let me paint you a picture. You have a big presentation coming up. Instead of letting anxiety and the sheer size of the task paralyze you, use these Stoic strategies. You break down the presentation into smaller sections, set specific goals for each day, dedicate your most productive hours to crafting it, and celebrate finishing each section with a small reward. You show up confident and prepared, not because it was easy, but because you actively chose to overcome procrastination and master your mindset. Sound familiar? I bet it does. We all have those moments when we can choose between action and inertia. Today's episode is a reminder that you are capable of conquering those moments. So, what are you waiting for? Remember, the future is not something we enter, it's something we create. One focused step at a time. Now go out there and make today epic. Share this episode with someone who needs a little Stoic nudge in the right direction, leave a review if you found it valuable, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of focus-driven individuals here, so let's connect. Until tomorrow, keep striving for your best self. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.